From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Last week was CMJ, the College Music Journal Music Crazy Festival. It's been going on for about 30 years. It starts on a Tuesday. It ended Saturday late in the morning for me, probably at 3. There are probably still bands going on. It happens in New York. It happens mostly on the lower parts of Manhattan and then across the bridge around Williamsburg. I'm here with Stephen Thompson. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Bob.
And at WFUV, Alisa Ali. Hello there.
Hello.
Well, there were 12, there were 1,500 bands, something like that. It doesn't matter. After 1,000, it sort of becomes irrelevant.
Do that many bands just play in New York every weekend?
No, not that many. But we definitely have a lot of bands coming through. And a lot of the bands that were playing during CMJ this week are Brooklyn bands, too. I made it a point to go see bands from other places. New Zealand.
Yeah, my goal was to see bands that I'd never, ever seen, so that was mine. And did you have one?
I just tried to plan as little as possible, which is easier at CMJ than it is at South by Southwest, just because I've heard of fewer of the bands.
So this time, today, we're going to go through and pick the ones that we actually like. And let's start off, Stephen Thompson, why don't you just start? We'll play, 10, 15 different things out of the 1,000 that happened.
Sure. Probably my favorite thing that I saw in the entire weekend. The band is called the Kopecky Family Band, and this song is called Disaster.
Blow down your household and climb out your window. Slide down the ladder and see what's the matter. Emergency caller, urgency holler. And have them stop by, see if they care and see if they mind. And I'm convincing, and you're pretty, see if they will save our city.
Now, this song
builds
and builds. So, Robin Hilton, if you would just mind scooting down a little bit in, and let's see what else happens to the song, because it was pretty impressive when they did this live. It just grew and grew.
It grew and grew, and you're just watching these seven kids you've never seen before in your lives just come together in this amazing way. And,
yeah.
And like, five of them sing, and it's really remarkable.
Yeah, the cello player played maracas at some point, banging tambourines and putting on the cello. Here we go. Kopecky Family Band, Kopecky.
Correct.
From Nashville. Really nice. I haven't heard this record yet. This is my first hearing of the recording.
Yeah, and live, they're really going places beyond the record. They've got a seven song sort of mini album called The Disaster, which is quite nice. But live, man, they were fantastic. I was just giddy.
That's terrific. Alisa, what do you have?
Well, I also have a family band as well. A Family Cactus, a six-piece out of New Zealand. Oh, they just have beautiful vocal harmonies. And a family that actually look like they get along. Like, not a dysfunctional family, which I enjoy. I did see a lot of bands who there had some bickering amongst themselves. But these guys, they all played so well together. And beautiful pianos and great crescendos. And it's just gorgeous. And at the end of the set, that the bucket actually came out, which is unusual for a CMJ show. So, this band actually needs to eat. This family needs to get paid. I think we should hear them and help them out. This song that I really enjoy is called Come Howling. It's a title track from their release.
Family Cactus.
strange days, eating what's left. Get a bomb, baby girl, let loose, little boy. Come on, feel the fire, the swans will crow, the amphibians will tire of it all. You've a weird way of seeing truth, spitting pretty hard, coughing up your blues. To the party that's rolling through town, to calling, knocking and howling at your mama's awning.
Nice. Family Cactus. I didn't see them.
No, neither did I. I like that.
I'm going to take us somewhere else. I'm going to take us to, I went to a club that was Webster Hall, and at Webster Hall, a Fortet was a headline act. So it was a bunch of one guy and a laptop three different times. First, it was Gold Panda, and on came John Hopkins opening for Fortet. John Hopkins, I had just was writing about on my train ride to CMJ. He's one of the three collaborators on the new Brian Eno record, the new Brian Eno record, Small Craft on a Milk Sea, is a series of improvisations he did with two other musicians. John Hopkins was one of them. Gold Panda drove me crazy.
You wanted them to get off your lawn.
Here's my thing.
That panda off your back.
It was that kind of thumpy electronic music that, you know, everything is tied to the hook, which is basically, you know, some kind of doom, doom, doom. And so makes me, I mean, I could, 10 or 15 minutes, I'm fine, but 45 minutes didn't. Hopkins, on the other hand, came out with his laptop, and he had a device that sort of, he was able to control things by moving his fingers along a surface. And so what you saw him do with his hands, actually, you could tell, changed the music. And for me, that sort of matters. It's like watching a guitar player or seeing a singer. There was something, one had something to do with the other. It wasn't just turning a knob very slowly.
Playing a recording.
Yeah, or playing a recording. So let's listen to John Hopkins. I'm going to ask Robin, when we do this, to sort of skip around, because it'll give you an idea of the palette of sounds that he uses, which is why I love this guy so much, because it was so fascinating. And the sound system at Webster was just remarkable. So. So, Robin, if you can just move it along. One more time, just see if there's anything else. I didn't know this guy. This record came out in 2009, so I'm new to this. So John Hopkins, a record that he put out in 2009, is called Insides. He had a set that you just felt this sense of control. It didn't feel like the machine was driving the music. It felt like he was driving the music.
That's really compelling. I would love to hear more of that. Really interesting stuff.
Yeah. So I think my favorite electronic musician that I ever saw on a stage by himself would be John Hopkins.
Wow.
That night. I mean, it was really that good.
Yeah, that piece you just played was beautiful.
Steven, I got a message from you. It was Saturday morning. We're both in Brooklyn. I'm staying at a friend's, and you, already out at a club, said Titus Andronicus in 15 minutes get there, and I ran and ran as quick as I can to see, and I walked, and it was so packed that I only heard one song, and it sounded fun.
You heard one third of their set then.
Seriously.
Because
short set.
Yeah, this was at the Brooklyn Vegan Party at Public Assembly in Brooklyn. And this is, I did break my only see things you've never heard of rule for Titus Andronicus, in part because I had never seen this band live, and I knew that it would be completely and utterly awesome. And those three songs were really remarkable. For those who haven't heard Titus Andronicus, their new album is called The Monitor. It came out early this year. And Titus Andronicus is from New Jersey and definitely is of the sort of Springsteen referencing.
Yeah, they're good old rock boys.
Good old rock boys. But the album is also somewhat of a concept album about the Civil War. So you have...
How does that work?
Yeah, well, you just got to hear it. Man, you know, I would imagine that it's, you know, fairly easy to compare a band like this, not only to Springsteen, but also to, you know, anyone from the Hold Steady to Bright Eyes or whatever, you know, the kind of wordy, anthem-driven kind of... But the music really has this sprawl to it. I mean, the fact is a three-song set actually filled the 25 minutes that they were allotted. So the song I want to play is called A More Perfect Union.
Stephen, the little bit I saw that I ran to, what I could gather from it was that it was a very punky band.
Mm-hmm.
But this sounds more of a classic rock and roll. The description of Springsteen or Hold Steady is much more accurate than in hearing this.
Yeah, record. I think the energy of punk is there, but I think that more and more the band is kind of evolving into this kind of strange rock punk art. Kind of mixture, mm-hmm. And I just love the way not only the song but the whole album really stretches out. I mean, there's like a 14 minute song on the record. And
a little tip of the hat to Springsteen there too. Born to Die, Born to Run.
Tramps Like Us, Baby, We Were Born to Die. Yeah,
I think it's the law though. If you're from New Jersey, you have to somehow do an homage to Bruce Springsteen. If,
for example, the Gaslight Anthem sounding exactly like him. I love the Gaslight Anthem, don't get me wrong, but oh my God.
We ran into one another at a couple of shows, Elisa, one of which I'm hoping you'll talk about today, maybe you can talk about now, which is the
Soons.
Soons would be a good one.
Would you like me to speak about it soon?
Soons is possible. We were debating how to say their name. It's S-U-U-N-S, and so... it could have been.
Yeah, I was pronouncing it Suns. But either way, that was one of my favorite shows. It was very melt your face off.
So that's where it went.
My way up. Yes, that's exactly where it went. Thank God for radio. Yeah, I weaseled my way up front, as did Bob. I was really surprised he was able to get through because it was so packed at this place. This is
a
band.
Can I just say how I weaseled through? This was just in case anybody wants
please.
A tip on how to weasel through in a crowd. This is very simple. You find the guy with the pen and paper right? That's the journalist, and they think they're very important, so they're going to scoot up. So I
you
the other journalist,
I'm a journalist yes, coming through.
Right. Did you pull out your pen and paper? Or did you follow somebody with pen and paper?
I just saw him like totally determined to get up front. And I thought, well, just walk behind him.
This was an amazing show. I mean, they went from sort of murmured to just screaming. I couldn't even believe I was that close, and I did still have my hearing.
Let's listen to some. What do you want to pick?
My pick from Soons would be Arena.
So, Elise, I don't know about you, but I've never heard their record before, and this cut didn't quite do it for me the way it did live, right? I mean, did it
yeah,
for you?
No, it didn't
yeah,
come across
it
as well.
It was searing live. So
yeah, it really was.
Could we just try a different cut?
Yeah.
The cut I picked was called Gaze, and let's give that a shot for a second and see what we get. Soons, and honest and truly, much better live.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It was so loud, I felt my face, you know, my nose felt funny.
Yeah.
You know, I felt, yeah, have you ever had that feeling?
Oh, yeah, the bass just vibrates to your nose. Yeah, a lot more aggressive live than what we're hearing on this record, but that's Soons. And if they come to your town, go see him. The guitar player is crazy good, too.
Oh, and the drummer.
Yeah, he was a madman.
Do you remember the drummer? Yeah. He had this, like, 1,000-yard gaze that really frightened me. Like, you didn't want to be anywhere near him, but very focused dude.
I'm going to pick something by someone I never heard of and still don't know anything about. So I saw a band called Delicate Steve, who I'd never heard of before. A friend of ours, Will's.
Oh, Will's Glassbeagle.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Guy. Said, meet me at Delicate Steve, but he'd missed the show and I missed the show. But then Delicate Steve played again and I ran to it. And I cannot simply describe it. It was sort of prog rocky. Mm-hmm. It was all instrumental. It's a new record that's going to come out on Luwaka Bop, which is David Byrne's label. It's about all I can tell you. Let's let the music speak for itself. There's a track everybody can get. It's called Butterfly. It's online by Delicate Steve. Let's just play it. So Delicate Steve is Steve Marion, and that sounded like it was all one person doing it. He had this fierce band on stage, real full-bodied, and again, the recording's not doing justice
to how full it was.
That sounded good, though.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I'm not knocking it, but when you do the opposite, which is if you hear a record first, you go live, it's almost always heavier and denser. Mm-hmm. And when you come away from it, that same feeling of the denseness and heaviness to something that's lighter is more often disappointing.
Right? I remember you and I had that experience with the Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros record, where the initial reaction was, oh, God, what is this? And then people just loved that record.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's harder to go backwards. It's harder to fall in love with a band live than it is on record. Stephen Thompson, so we're talking about CMJ.
I've got something that's going to make you fall in love, Bob.
You can't see is the glint in Stephen's eyes. he is about to come around my back and hit me over the head. So
you just imagine that I'm holding a giant mallet while I say that. Okay, immediately after Titus Andronicus, I'm in the hallway at the Brooklyn Vegan Party. And I run into, as listeners of All Songs Considered will know, Lindsay Sanchez, former All Songs Considered intern and a guest on this show, a couple months ago.
We were Delicate Steve together.
You were a Delicate Steve together.
Yeah, we ran into one another.
Well, Lindsay is a delight, and Lindsay is also a big fan of really, really over-the-top, fun party music. And Lindsay and I had sort of a long-running, like, cheerful feud over, like, how boring she thought The National was. And, you know, you just listen to nothing but just mopey, sad, hearty har, you know. And I'm young and fun and you're old, you know. And so I run into Lindsay and she's immediately is like, oh, yeah, let's go check out Big Frida. And we walk back into the big room where Titus Andronicus had just played. And we heard this. It's not building to anything. Don't worry.
I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for it to start.
So the moral of that story is that what was everywhere? That's definitely the antithesis of The National, for sure.
It is. It definitely was the opposite of The National. Yeah. That Big Frida identifies as the queen diva and is a leader in what's called sissy bounce. Which is a sort of...
You're making this up.
I'm not. There are so many genres. Sissy bounce is one of them. And
Stephen, do you do the sissy bounce?
I felt compelled.
Better yet, Stephen, would you do the sissy bounce?
Basically, it's just... Big Frida is from New Orleans and has developed this fairly large underground following. It's basically gay booty rap. And as it's as everywhere. AZZ. It's classy. There are dancers on stage, and there's a lot of crowd participation. And
were there any hype people on stage?
Yes, and I felt as I was having more and more fun, I was just getting dumber and dumber. But I loved, and I have to take my hat off not only to Big Frida, who puts on a very fun show, and
the I mean, in is terms that the voice of Big Frida.
There's samples, but she's rapping over it. And yeah, really no difference between the recording and the live show, except that the live show is louder. But I just loved that Lindsay Sanchez sort of materialized out of nowhere. Then there was booty rap, and then Lindsay disappeared.
Awesome. That sounds like a really fun show.
It was a really fun show, and I very much have to take my hat off to Brooklyn Vegan for programming a lineup that goes Titus Andronicus, Big Frida.
You know, I actually went to a hip-hop show also that blew my mind and was so much fun. It was a band called Random Recipe out of Montreal, and two female rappers at the front. One of them comes on the scene, starts beatboxing, the other one singing a beautiful little melody. And I was thinking, okay, she's strumming a guitar. And this is what was impressive to me about these folks is that no samples at all. Everyone playing live instruments. They had a drummer, they had a guitarist, and there were kazoos involved.
Yes,
which,
that was
I quite
one,
enjoyed.
Right? Yeah, a lot of kazoos.
That was something I did not see coming. But the cool thing about this band is that they started off telling this story that, yeah, you know, we really just wanted some free pizza. There was a pizza shop in Montreal that we didn't have enough money to buy a pie. And they said if we performed for them, they would give us a free pie. So that's where this all started from, pizza.
Wow. And they were great.
And they were so much fun. The song that I like from them and that you can get, I think they're offering it as a free download, is called Shipwreck.
My mind is like a shipwreck. My mind is like a incorrect. My mind is like a quick step to losing all of what was preset. My mind is like a shipwreck. My mind is like a incorrect. My mind is like a quick step to losing all of what was preset. And if it was up to me, I would learn my ABCs and cross C's and hire people to plant trees. If it was my choice, no sound would be bad noise. Everyone's coming round will be the sound of the voice. If it was my word, conquer would never be heard. As a new baby is born, a new language is learned. But it's up to us, tell each other apart and realize the human race communicates living on.
My mind is like a shipwreck. My mind is like a incorrect. My mind is like a quick step to losing all of what was preset. My mind is like a shipwreck. My mind is like a incorrect. My mind is like a.
Again, a lot more fierce, right, Elisa, live than this. It's kind of laid back. What I did was every show I went to, and I went to 27 of them, out of 20 and 26 of them, I shot one-minute videos of everything I went to. And I've just finished editing them, and I'm going to put them all online. They're my minutes. Instead of taking notes, I took minutes from CMJ.
Secretary.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
Right.
You know, it was funny. The first time I saw a show with you, Bob, we sit down for this, you know, pretty good singer-songwriter, and you immediately whipped out the camera. And I was like, wow, Bob is in love with this guy. You know, because I just like, wow, he wants to document this for all time. And then I realized that you were doing it with everybody.
He wasn't special.
No. Few of us are.
So we had a lot of family stuff at the beginning. I was going to join this with the family stuff, but it was too slow. And there are two sisters. They're from Sweden, and they're called themselves First Aid Kit. And I thought, that's not a great name. And I said that to somebody who was standing next to me, and they said, no, it's like they're here to heal you.
Right,
and then all of a sudden, right. I was there,
and it was perfect.
Two sisters. One was Otto Harp. And when she wasn't playing the auto harp, it was a keyboard. And then the other was a guitar singer. They had a drummer behind them. And I really liked their charm. There was just something very fresh and sweet about the two of them. And this is First Aid Kit. And the song we're going to hear is called I Met Up With a King.
With a king, he confessed his body was burning. I met up with a king, his body. body had began to rot, and he said, don't think less of me, I'm still the same man I used to be. But no one believed him. No one believed him. I once knew a pretty girl, and she was in love with the world, and she loved the young man who loved her body but never saw her mind. He took everything she had kept and then took everything else that was left. But no one believed her.
I didn't think this when I saw him live, but that very Nico Casey, wasn't it?
Yeah,
sort of Nico Casey. They did a cover by Fleet Foxes that was just gorgeous. And they also did a cover by The Knife, which was also pretty wonderful. I'm looking forward to hearing more from this. This is First Aid Kit, and they're from Sweden. And I'm here with Alisa Ali, who's at WFUV in New York.
I've got a show called The Alternate Side.
Sure do, and I actually listened to it on my ride in today.
Nice.
Yeah. And Stephen Thompson, I didn't listen to your show today.
You know, I have a show too. We can plug my show
every single day.
every week I am on a podcast called Pop Culture Happy Hour. Look for Culturetopia and you will find Pop Culture Happy Hour.
And I was thinking Song of the Day, but
NPR Music. We don't worry about NPR Music. No, you can also check out the song.
All right, let's skip Stephen's turn.
You can also check out the Song of the Day at npr.org.
We're talking about CMJ 2010. I think that what I'd like to do on this blog post where I put the 25, 6, whatever videos, have people come and share us any of the experiences they had there. I mean, there are thousands of people there. It was just crazy good.
Well, and just so many new bands.
Yeah. So it's good to hear. I mean, this is just, look, if we talk about 15 bands and there's 1,200, so it's just the absolute smallest of slivers.
And I felt like we were getting a lot of bands in their infancy, too. So, you know, bands that we're going to hear a lot more from.
Yeah. Take it away, Alisa.
Okay, I've got a band. They're called Sherlock's Daughter. A lot of family themes going on here.
I was going to say.
Huh? Yeah. So the vocalist, the female vocalist, absolutely mesmerizing. She was so hot, so sexy. Oh, my God. Is it hot in here? Yes, it was very hot in here. She had kind of like Bjork-y vocals, wearing this like slinky dress and like a tiny woman with a gigantic guitar. It was probably a normal size guitar, but she was so small it looked so big. And it was a really cool band. The one guy in the band was using sandpaper for some sounds, and everybody got in on hand claps and started off kind of hushed, but then got surprisingly loud. And I really hope that that's going to come across on this song that I chose here called Reprise.
Great.
She's I
I like that.
Yeah, it was a really great show.
The one thing that happens a lot is there were bands that we all wanted to see, and either, like, I couldn't get into Reptar. Mm-hmm. And it's not that I couldn't get in because I didn't like them, but they wouldn't let me in.
You out.
Didn't you even buy a ticket for that show, too?
I would have bought a ticket if they would have even let me do that. They were packed at Reptar. I wanted to go see just on the name alone.
Yeah.
So, anybody know Reptar?
No, I actually wound up at that show later because Extra Lens was playing. And uh-huh. I managed to, I've got connections, Bob.
It's Buchan Gase was with the duo that played the desk. I tried to go see, missed their Manhattan show. They were playing in Brooklyn. And if you go to Brooklyn and it's Saturday night at 11 o'clock, good chance you're not going to make it back to Manhattan, not easily. Mm-hmm. So I skipped Buchan Gase. Stephen, did you things you wanted to see, heard about?
Yeah, one of the things I really wanted to see, based on what people were saying, is a band called Prince Rama, kind of a psychedelic, kind of freak folk sort of band, originally formed in Gainesville, Florida, and just kind of mixing together, like psychedelic sort of freak
surfer
folk music,
bloodland,
but also with like Hindu chants and whatnot. And one of the many, many, many reasons that I was incredibly excited to go to the WFMU record fair was that Prince Rama was supposed to play. And so I for all I know, they did, and I was too busy like twirling
spending
in circles
money.
Going and spending hundreds of dollars. But I did not get a chance to see the band. I still really, really want to. And if we want to play like a minute of the song Thunder Drums, that would be great because it's a really interesting band.
Okay. Let's hear a touch of Prince Rama. Yeah, I wish I knew about that one.
Yeah, just in time for Halloween. It's a nice, it's kind of a Halloween-y thing.
Elisa with her show said, yeah, it was Halloween, right?
and another band led by sisters.
Seriously. Yeah.
This band is led by sisters.
I was trying to make it out to Fortet, and I was disappointed. Did you go to that show?
I did, and I stayed for much of it.
So it wasn't worth staying for the whole thing?
Well, here's the thing. I find that this is the case with South By, and this is the case of CMJ and these sorts of things, is that you graze. You
yes.
go, you see something, mm-hmm. you get a flavor of it. And even the sets for people who stay, these are 25-minute sets. These aren't the full thing. These are for mm-hmm. people to get an idea and get turned on to something. And that's why I did my minutes thing with the video. It's like the home version of CMJ. Mm-hmm. And I had one exception happen to me, which is, well, sometimes you get caught because you're at a venue.
You want to see the next
thing. The next
thing.
One, so you see whole mm-hmm. sets. And that happened to me with the Lower Dens, who had played our desk, right? Had played here at NPR, and I never saw him live, so I saw him. And then I had gone to a venue to see someone else the next night. And by the way, Lower Dens were really, really good. I went to see him the next night. They played their first note, and I thought, oh, we'll stay for a song. And then I wound up staying the whole set. They were just great. I saw them twice
just missed them.
I have to say, these guys are just turning into a favorite band of mine. How about if we go out on Lower Dens, which is one of my favorite things that we saw there. We'll put full songs up online on the All Songs Considered homepage, npr.org/allsongs. The blog post will be there, and links to that blog post will be at that All Songs homepage. You can follow us on Twitter, at All Songs. Stephen, your Twitter is?
I Dislike Stephen, spelled STEPHEN.
Elisa?
You can check me out at thealternateside.org.
Great. Which is a 24/7 stream, right?
That's right.
And All Songs Considered just started one as well, our All Songs channel.
I like to listen to both of those simultaneously.
it's
like watching The Wizard of Oz while you listen to Dark Side of the Moon.
You can listen to the All Songs Considered 24/7 channel, npr.org/allsongs247. And let's go out on the Lower Dens. I'm Bob Boylan with Stephen Thompson, Elisa Ali from WFUV. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.